You may not have to worry about eating a bite of lettuce the next time there's an E. coli outbreak. Disease investigators are now able to spot bacteria in food, even before an outbreak, using genome sequencing. This procedure has the CDC's backing. Here to talk more about it is Michael Doyle. He's a retired professor of food microbiology at the University of Georgia. Hi, Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is gene sequencing and how is this helping bacteria outbreaks in food?
Well, whole genome sequencing is a relatively new technology that's being used by the Centers for Disease Control and state health departments to basically fingerprint bacteria. And what it does is determine the sequence in which the DNA of the bacteria is arranged. And these bacteria typically have their own sequences and hence are able to be fingerprinted using this technique.
Okay. So how does the CDC do the testing?
Well, most of the testing is actually done by the state health departments. When someone gets sick with salmonellosis or listeria infections or E. coli infections, they often go to the doctor, and the lab will then isolate from the patient the bacteria that's causing the illness.
Okay. Our state health departments, are they sending different samples of food and products to be tested? Is that how that works?
No, the state health departments typically will get from the doctor's laboratory the harmful microbe that's causing illness in someone. When someone goes to the doctor's office because they have diarrhea, vomiting, or some form of food poisoning, then the bacteria that's causing it is isolated by the laboratory, and that isolate or strain is sent to the state health lab where they have the more sophisticated equipment for doing the whole genome sequencing.
Can you speak a little bit more on how the FDA would pick specific produce and food companies in order to determine if there will be bacteria in the food exports? Do you have any examples of that?
The food part of this, where food is actually being tested, is typically done for meat and poultry by the USDA and for all the other foods by FDA. And FDA and USDA will sometimes subcontract sampling and testing out to state health labs or state ag labs, and they'll also go to, for example, grocery stores and take samples and test, as an example, fresh produce for harmful bacteria like listeria. A classic example is when the Ohio State Health Department or Ag Department went to a store and took a bag of salad mix and tested it for listeria and found that listeria was in that package. And then they whole genome sequenced the listeria, and that information was then sent to the CDC's database, where they then did comparisons of human strains of listeria that had been sequenced previously, and they made a match. And as a result, they did an investigation, and CDC was able to make a link between the salads and the human infections. Subsequently, FDA went into the processing facility that processed that salad and found that that same strain, based on whole genome sequencing, was in the plant.
I am speaking with Michael Doyle. He is a retired professor of food microbiology at the University of Georgia. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome.
And as we reported at the top of the show, at least one person has died as a result of the E. coli outbreak. This death, reported yesterday, is the first one linked to contaminated romaine lettuce. We're going to continue to follow the story on GPB Radio and online at gpbnews.org.